Written in 1995, after both the first and second waves of feminism had crashed on our shores, and in the middle of the post-structuralist tidal pool of the third, The Rules preaches a message that could be described as old-fashioned, Victorian even. Chapter headings include Don't Talk to a Man First or Ask Him to Dance, and Don't Stare at Men or Talk Too Much, which sounds like the advice a fictional grandmother would give her young granddaughter in a made-for-TV movie about the Amish. Most worrying is this. Don't discuss the rules with your therapist. Surely it's a red flag if a book is encouraging you to behave in a way that you should hide from your therapist. The main concept behind the book is that you're meant to make him chase you. Forever. Apparently, by seeming like an elusive creature unlike any other, who never looks a man in the eye, only speaks when spoken to, and with no discernible thoughts or opinions, you'll be the sexiest damn thing on legs. Stick that in your post-structuralist pipe and smoke it. The idea seems to be that you repress your entire personality in order to become some sort of mysterious feminine ideal. Be feminine, the book advises. Don't tell sarcastic jokes. Don't be a loud, knee-slapping, hysterically funny girl. Be quiet and act mysterious. Act ladylike. Cross your legs and smile. As I tended to feel more like smiling when opening my legs than when closing them, I was a bit worried about how suited I was for this challenge. The Rules had some comfort on that front. You may feel that you won't be able to be yourself, but men will love it. I was daunted. But at the same time, I could see there was a method to the madness. Here's the working ratio. 70% total and complete horseshit that goes against all I believe in to 30% total genius. The more I read, the more I wondered if it was actually, well, empowering in a way. Rules, girls, don't date men who don't want them, the book proclaims. And if a man really wants you, he'll chase after you. He'll make the effort. I thought briefly about Adrian and football focus and the distinct lack of effort that had come from him in recent months. I tried to distill the essence of it to Lucy after work that night. So you're not meant to call him, ask him out, talk very much, return calls, or look at him? I nodded. That sounds grim. Lucy took a drag on her cigarette, looking pensive. How are you meant to flirt? That's the thing, you're not. Or at least you're not supposed to flirt in the way we flirt. You're meant to be all shy and bashful. I heard a keening sound below and leaned over the balcony. Are those guys fighting their dogs down there? Lucy looked over my shoulder. I think it's a drug deal, actually. Anyway, according to this, we're meant to be intangible, like some kind of wood nymph. Men are never supposed to be completely comfortable or sure that they've won us over. They're meant to constantly work to win our affection. Well, I suppose that would make a change. I can't remember the last time a man worked for anything. Later that night, we went out to see Lucy's latest possibility, doing his best Ed Sheeran impersonation in the dank basement of a Soho bar. Max was a slightly aloof sports car driving martial arts aficionado who, we were now witnessing, had a penchant for singing songs about butterfly kisses. He was also extremely good at playing hot and cold, and would go through the whole wine and dine rigmarole with Lucy one night and then disappear for 3 weeks, only to resurface by calling her on a random Tuesday at 11 p.m. and asking her to come around to his flat. This had been going on for weeks now. Lucy and I both thought he was kind of an asshole, but unfortunately, as is so often the case, he was an asshole who was good in bed and also capable of wielding that all-powerful form of female kryptonite, the acoustic guitar. Personally, I would have rather licked the bottom of my flip-flop after a backpacking trip around India than sit on the edge of a bed while a man sang a song to me. But Lucy was a different animal. She loved it. She actually sang along with him. I shuddered at the thought. As Max rounded out his set and stepped off the stage to a smattering of applause, he glanced over at Lucy, flashed a killer smile, and gave her a wave. I felt my heart flutter a bit on her behalf. He was pretty hot. "Okay, here's the deal," I hissed. "When he comes over here, you keep it to 5 minutes maximum and then tell him you have other plans." "Are you mad? I would like him to take me home tonight. I would like to have sex."